paragraph Dalit. Kimila utvila hein bechinas mem v'samach. Rav Nosson Zal says, because these two major mitzvahs that a convert has to do in order to convert, which are the bris milah, the circumcision, and the toivling, the immersion, correspond to the mem and samach that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about, that the Gemara speaks about, and that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about. Those two letters of the mem and samach of the luchos. Bechinas igula v'ribua hamavur b'maymarnal. The circle and the square that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likut Imran. The circle is the samach, and the square is that mem sofit. Shehem bechinas mishpot v'kisei hamavur sham. Rabbeinu Zal shows there from psukim that these two things, the mem and the samach, represent mishpot and kisei. He shows from psukim in the Torah how the word ravua is used, the word square. The kohen wore the breastplate, the choshen mishpot that he wore was square. The mishpot is the square, and the kisei refers to the ogle, the circular. Rabbeinu Zal brings psukim over there to show us the connection. Ki mitzvas mila, shehu bitul hora, shehu ha'orla, because the circumcision, which is the getting rid of the evil, the orla, ze bechinas bitul ho'isur b'shishim, that corresponds to a concept that's mentioned in the Gemara, that when you have bad, when you have unkosher, and you have a large assemblage of kosher, if the unkosher falls into the kosher, it becomes kosher. If there's 60 times as much of the kosher, 60 times as much kosher as the non-kosher, it has the ability to purify, to eliminate the evil of the non-kosher and to turn it into kosher. There are certain, there's all kinds of details about this. We're presenting this in a general level. And again, Shishim 60 is the letter Samach. That's the circle. So we see that the circle plays an important role in eliminating the evil, in being able to dissolve, to be Mavatal the Ra. Shehu alidei b'chinas ha-samach. That's an example of the samach, shehi b'chinas malchus, which is associated with malchus. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, shishim hema malochis. 60, they are kings. So malchus is symbolized by that letter samach. U'malchus hi b'chinas cherev pifiois. Malchus is judgment. We've mentioned this many times. Dina de Malchusa Dina, the Gemara says, right? The judgment, justice of the king, the law of the country is law. Dina de Malchusa Dina. Or the Mishnah in Pergios where it says, Il mole moiro shel Malchus, ish esreyo chayim b'loy. Were it not for the fear of government, of Malchus, people would swallow each other up alive. U'malchus hi b'chinas cherev pifiois. Malchus is symbolized by a double-edged sword. Kemuva b'makamachar, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Lamed in Likut Imran at the end. Bechinas cherev noikemes nekam bris, a sword that avenges the revenge of the bris, any desecration of the bris. Shehi bechinas hacherev v'hasakin shelamilo hachoite chesorlo. This is also synonymous with the knife that the Mohel uses to circumcise a child. That's the cherev noikemes the kambris. That's the malchus. U'mevatel es hora. And it cuts away the orla and gets rid of the evil. Shekoyach hacherev hazeh nimshach mebchinat eish hamishpot hanal. This sword draws its energy, its power from that the fire of the mishpot. Bechinas ki bo eish Hashem nishpot uvechar bo yes kol boser. As the pasuk says, Hashem is judged with fire. Hashem judges with fire, ubecharboy, and with his sword, he judges all of mankind. So we see that again, the cherev, the knife, is mishpat. It's a vessel of mishpat. Veze bechinas hapsukim shenoyegim loymar biyom shiesh boy mila, and this is also tied into the special psukim that we recite at a bris mila, such as shehem Roimamois kel begroinom vecheref pifios biodom. They praise Hashem with their throats, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hands. Haynu bechinas malchus anal. We said malchus is this cheref, this mishpat. Shehi bechinas roimamois kel begroinom. That's the concept of praising Hashem with your throat. Bechinas malchus peh. We know that the malchus is associated with tefillah, with the mouth, dibur. Shehi bechinas cheref pifios. And the malchus is also this double-edged sword. Shehu machnia v'choytech u'mavatel esor l'begam abrischen esoranal, which cuts away and eliminates and wipes out the orla, which represents pigam abris, which represents evil. Bebechinas cheref noikemes nekam bris, the sword that avenges pigam abris. That's also the knife that the moel is using, that cleans up the bris, that takes away, strips away the orla, and leaves the bris pure and holy. And that's why the pasuk there continues. It says, "Roimemois kel begroinam vecheref pifios biodom lasois nekomo bagoyim toichechois balumim lesmavze lasois behem mishpat kosuv." The pasuk shows there that this cheref, this knife, the moel's knife, this cheref comes from Riz, is part of this mishpat. Lasois behem mishpat kosuv mishpat daikor. Rav Nosna says, look at the wording in the pasuk. Ki hacherev oise behagoyim hamishpat kosuv. Because the sword, the knife, the moel's knife, is what affects the mishpat onto the goy. That's the keli of mishpat, of justice, of judgment, that's able to remove the orla. Ki hacherev hi bechinas koyach o'esh shenimshach mebechinas hamishpat anal. Because the cherev, the knife, the sword, represents that fire that comes from mishpat, shehi choiteches v'soyrefes eshora ashirla, which cuts away and destroys, burns the orla, the orla. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki bo'esh Hashem nishpot ubecharboy. Hashem judges with fire and with his sword. So we see that mishpat, esh, and cherev are all one. They're all the same. Nimtza shehamila hi bechinas bitul hora al yidei esh hamishpat. So therefore, circumcision is an example of eliminating the ra using the esh hamishpat, using that fire of mishpat, which in the case of a bris milah is displayed in the knife. The knife is the display of the esh hamishpat. Shehu acherev v'hasakin shel hamila shehi bechinas malchus bechinas kisei mishpat. And once we've done this mishpat properly, once we've exacted this mishpat properly, then the mishpat can be brought to light. This is a term that's used in the Torah. Hashem will bring our judgment to light, our true judgment, true justice will come to light. And the judge sits on a proper throne. The mishpat sits on a proper throne. V'oz zoichin l'kedusha Shabbos. And then we're zoichet to the holiness of Shabbos. Shehi bechinas igula v'ribua l'delegav. Shabbos is an example of the circle and the square inside. On Shabbos morning, right after Kel Odoin, we say, lo kel asher shovas b'yom ha'shvi mikol malachtoi, V'yoshav al kisei kevoidoi, tiferes oto l'yoyim hamenucha. There again it says that it's on Shabbos that Hashem is seated on his throne of honor. That's when our true mishpat comes to light, on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the highest degree of emes. The Gemara says that even an amoritz is afraid to lie on Shabbos. Shabbos represents, again, the elimination of all evil. If you recall, we learned many times earlier that on Friday afternoon, what do we do? What's one of the highlights on Erev Shabbos for a good observant Jew? A hot shower. We're looking forward to it, especially this Erev Shabbos. During the 9 days when we do not use any hot water for bathing during the weekdays, there are opinions that say that on Erev Shabbos, those who wash every Erev Shabbos with hot water are allowed to wash their hands, face, and feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos. Because this is one of the major, major highlights of Erev Shabbos. Because again, what are we doing on Erev Shabbos? The 6 days of the week are Tumah, impurity, nations of the world. Sheshes Yomim Tavoy, the 6 days of the week, we are Avodim, slaves. Shabbos is freedom. Shabbos is Malchus Ligdusha. Shabbos is Mishpat, perfection of Mishpat. In order to go from weekday to Shabbos, you need the Eish HaMishpat. You need that hot shower. The Arizal says when a person bathes in hot water on Erev Shabbos, he brings down a heavenly fire, a Shalhuva Deisha, that severs, that slices away, that blocks. Because when a person is going into Shabbos, the Klipos see this and say, hey, 1 minute, we want to come too. We want to get in on this also. They also want to come in and join. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person takes that hot shower, it brings down a fire, a shalhuva deish from above, that slices, that like the knife, the moil knife, slices, separates between the Klipos that are completely tame, the powers that are totally evil, which should not be allowed into the Kedusha, blocking them from coming into the Kedusha, and within the Klipas Noiga, it allows the good to be integrated into the Kedusha, and the negative part to be eliminated, etc. So we have example after example after example of this throughout Yiddishkeit, all based on the concept that we're learning here. Bechinas Mem V'Samach. So we said Shabbos is also the concept of the circle and the square, the Mem and the Samach, Kimavur B'Maimar Hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Nuntes. V'ze Bechinas HaTvila Shelach Ramila. This is the concept of the going into the mikveh that the ger does after the circumcision. Ze Bechinas HaMem. We said that the circumcision was the Malchus, the Samach, Shishim Heima Malachos. That was the circumcision. The toiveling in the mikveh is the Mem, because a mikveh is 40 saw. Bechinas ribua, that's the square. Ki hatvila hi b'mikveh shel Mem saw. Because a kosher mikveh, the minimum size for a kosher mikveh is 40 saw. Arbon. Haina bechinas ha-mem hanal, that's the Mem that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about, that the Gemara speaks about, that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there. The Oz, Nis'aleim Haboli Toher B'toich HaMem So Shamikvah. And then, this person who's coming to be purified now, this convert, envelops themselves, they hide themselves in the water of the mikvah. V'nase Kisei U'merkovo LaHamem Hanal. This generates a throne and a chariot for the Mem, Sheze Bechinas Kisei Mishpat. That's the throne of justice, the throne of judgment. Short paragraph. Veze Bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says. Bo'eis Hahi Yikru LiYerushalayim Kisei Hashem. Then in the future, when Mashiach will come, when everything will be righted, everything will be straightened out, then they will declare Yerushalayim a throne for Hashem. V'nikvu eleho kol ha-goyim, and all the goyim will gather into Yerushalayim. Look at the word that they use. V'nikvu, mikvah. V'nikvu daike, b'chines mikvah shel mayim, mikvah shel mem so. That's a remez, that's alluding to the reason why it's called mikvah is because it's a gathering of water. This is the mikvah of the 40 so. Shehi mem, b'chines mishpot hanal, that's the mishpot. This is what enables all the nations to become a kurov, umizgairin, and to convert. This is Rav Nosson Zal's opening shot. We're going to have about maybe approximately 10 shiurim on this halacha, and he's going to bring incredible clarity to this topic of coming close to Hashem, bechlal, for everybody, the most religious and least religious. And he's going to teach a lot about the topic of Kiruv, of Balei Tshuva and Gerim. Baruch Hashem.